Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 30th of March, and I'm recording at 10:10 p.m., and that is British summertime here in London. Okay, so we had a bravura performance here by stock markets. I'll start with the Asia-Pacific region first. Japan, reasonably firm. The Nikkei 225 up 2/3 of a percentage point. I think it'll be stronger tomorrow, given what the futures are actually showing. China, impressive, really impressive here. The Hang Seng Index out of Hong Kong, of course, up 1.5%. And so that's pressing the upper side of its trading range. So is the China Enterprise Index, up a breathtaking 3.43% in here today. And the Shanghai Composite was no shrinking violet here. Another new recovery high, up 2.59%, taking it up to 3,786. There may be a little bit of psychological resistance. Well, there's definitely some psychological resistance up near that 4,000 level, which is fast being approached. And we've seen this index gain over 85%, really within 9 months. And I'll just pick up, I'll point out the losers here, the ones that were down on the day, I should say. Now, the Australian stock market was down 1.25 percentage point. New Zealand was down just over 0.5 percentage point. Elsewhere in this region, I'll just mention the bigger gains. This is an important one. The Sensex Index for India, up 1.88%. That's 517 points. Now, that's a clear upward dynamic. Now, really from the region, an oversold region, and virtually testing the 200-day, the rising 200-day moving average. It looks to me as if that downside move is now over within this somewhat larger correction than we have seen since Narendra Modi became Prime Minister. Upside follow-through tomorrow would help to confirm my view that that's probably the bottom. Or if it isn't the bottom, I think it's very, very close, very, very close to it. But I think that's I think that is the bottom, as I've said. Okay, also China, I mean, it's just running terrifically here. It's the Singapore indices, though, that have the really cheap valuations. That's the Hang Seng Index and the HS China Enterprise, or otherwise known as the HH Share Index. Now, good day for Europe here overall. Germany leading up 1.83%. Well, actually, Netherlands a fraction better at 1.84% to the upside. They're all strong. The Euro Stoxx 50 index up 1.33%. So good gains all around there. And then in the Americas, Wall Street had less spectacular on the percentage change, but definitely an upward dynamic in here. The Dow up nearly 1.5%. It's taken it back up to 17,976. The S&P gained nearly 1.25%. It's taken it up to 2,086. And the NASDAQ Composite Index, a little less than the other two, up 1.15%. Now, overall, on the year to date, first 3 months of the year are virtually completed. Just one more day, obviously. You've got the Dow up 0.86 of 1%. You've got the S&P 500 up 1.33% and the NASDAQ Composite up 4.46%. So the NASDAQ Composite clearly leading. But I'll point out that those gains are lower than most of what we see for the European stock markets, also in US dollars, and also lower than what we see for most of the Asia Pacific stock markets, again quoted in US dollars. And the runaway leader here among the markets of significant size, the Shanghai Composite Index, up 17%. Not a bad gain. Nikkei 225 up nearly 11% overall, and that's again in U.S. dollar terms. So firm. Government bonds, a fraction higher, I believe, 1.9475%, but this is just obviously incredibly low and just ranging here. And the best I can say about bonds, I can't make any case for holding positions there, because I think you're going to, anyone who does, wind up with losses. But they are certainly still favorable for the U.S. stock market, which I think is going to be mostly range-bound this year, but can, given the uncertainty, both over its energy sector, oil sector, I should say, and also particularly the fracking, and also the strong dollar, and that was up in here today. It had come down fairly sharply earlier in the month, but it's picked back up to 97.94 as I speak, still trading here after hours. Now, looking at these commodity markets, the CCI index, that's the continuous commodity index, which had a good rally with the dollar coming down, but that peaked on Friday, last Friday, and is down a little bit further in here today. So it started to retrace that gain. I think there's a good chance, though, that the high is in for the dollar index, as I've said before, but now we will see if that's really the case. Then it should get it should encounter increased selling pressure, particularly if the Fed is involved, as it gets closer to the 100 level, the psychological 100 level. And equally, the CCI index, if that's beginning of the bottoming out process, it's a reasonable chance the lows might hold, but I've got my fingers crossed on that one still. Meanwhile, most commodities, well, now let me take the currencies first. The Indian rupee was just down fractionally. It's had such a small move overall against the US dollar in here over the last 6 months, so it's almost matched the dollar's strength. Chinese renminbi firm in here today. And although over the last 6 months it hasn't done as well as the Indian rupee. Now, in the the yen, slightly weaker, 120.13 against the greenback. Sterling quiet near at 1.4805. Also quiet, the Australian dollar, 0.7652. Did I mention the euro? 1.0823. I think that's pretty much it on those. Looking at commodities, precious metals clipped here with the dollar's rebound, palladium at 7.28 and change. That's down $12.50. Silver clipped for 36 cents. That's at 16.705. Gold also clipped in here, or is it? Currently showing at definitely. Definitely, it's down about $14 at 11.85, 11.85 and change. And what have I missed? Palladium down over $24 to 11,000, $1,119, 1119. Now, crude oil was softer in the morning, but then picked up a bit. It's still down fractionally here. The WTI is at 48.71, still trading after hours. And the Brent, also still trading, is up 9 cents at $56.50. Looking at sugar, coffee, both weaker. Now, lumber also weaker. Again, most of these commodities are weaker. And let's see, in the grains and beans, they're a little firmer. Soy, no, wheat doing best, up 22.5 cents. Soybeans almost unchanged. Corn up fractionally. And that's pretty much it. So really, overall, the day belongs to stock markets, and in quite a big way. And on that note, all the very best to you.